American Pie. 1. Josephine Bacon is a translator, editor, and author based in London. She owns and runs the only company in the world created for the specific purpose of translating in either direction between British and American texts. American Pie can be found online at www.americanization.com. 2. Josephine, what gave you the idea of starting a translation agency specializing in translation between British and American English? 3. Because I found there was such a need for it. I lived in the US for 4 years, and I found considerable differences between the languages. When I first met my ex-husband, we almost needed a dictionary to communicate. 4. For example, one day I told him about a terrible car accident I had had when I was 17. I explained to him that I had been thrown onto the pavement. In American English, pavement means roadway. I knew the word sidewalk. I just didn't use it. It was only after I finally did use it that he understood why I was so upset. 5. Another example is shake. Shake is a cheap tile that is frequently used in California and Nevada and other places that don't get a lot of rainfall. Very few translators in this country would know that. 6. Many East Coast Americans wouldn't know it either. There is a huge difference between the US English used on each coast and in each part of the US. 7. How much of your work is done between British and American English? 8. About 10%. We do more work from foreign languages into American English, about 50%. 9. What kind of documents are you asked to translate from British to American English and vice versa? 10. They fall into two categories. The first is advertising and marketing texts. We have to ensure they have the right look and feel, and that they are not using terminology that will be unfamiliar to the end user. 11. Not every English person knows that a cell phone is a mobile phone, for example. The other category is technical documents. 12. What reference works do you use? 13. Dictionaries, style manuals, and my own experience. I used to be a journalist and court interpreter in the US. I also use the Chicago Manual of Style, which is the ultimate reference for American grammar and punctuation. 14. There is also the AP, Associated Press Style Manual. If necessary, I send it to my partner Dan Henderson in America, who is a technical writer, and he checks it. 15. There are many little everyday differences, such as shades instead of blinds, stroller for pushchair, diaper for nappy, and so on. 16. Of course, the British can understand American English much more than the other way around because of the predominance of US-made films and television. 17. How much of the document do you change when you translate between UK and US English. 18. The average percentage is surprisingly high. It can be as much as 10% for some texts.